Listener Production.
Hi and welcome to Wide Bay Burnett Local News. It's Courtney Thomas with you. Taking a look at the weather first, a shower or two and a possible thunderstorm reaching a top temperature in the mid-30s. Here's a look at what we're covering Thursday, December 8. Health officials address Bundaberg Hospital concerns and may Queensland welcome new staff wellbeing laws. And two Wide Bay regions named in top five most generous cities. First, Wide Bay Hospital and Health Service Board Chair Peter Jamieson has stepped out for the first time since a petition was launched to sack her and her fellow board members. She joined Member for Bundaberg Tom Smith and Health Minister Yvette Darth in Bundy yesterday to mark road access work starting at the new hospital site at the Beebyn. Jamieson has told Seven she was angry about the petition.
It's not on. At the end of the day, from the board's point of view, we are accountable to the minister and we're getting on and delivering as we should.
Meantime, AMA Queensland has welcomed law changes aimed at safeguarding the mental health and welfare of healthcare workers. The amendments to the Hospital and Health Boards Act will make local HHSs and their boards directly responsible for promoting a culture that supports health, safety and well-being. President Dr. Maria Bolton says it's a great first step towards creating healthy and supportive work environments.
We know that South Australia did something very similar and we know that there's been a lot of positive outcomes from it. We hope that the same will follow in Queensland.
A heat wave is continuing to sweep across the Sunshine State. Temps are set to reach 36 in Maryborough today on the third day of a severe heat wave. Industrial Relations Minister Grace Grace is reminding employers to have plans in place to help keep workers safe. She's offered up other tips as well.
The Workplace Health and Safety Queensland website's got guidance on managing the risk of heat stress, and it includes managing the work environment and what you can do with, you know, clothing, shade, adequate water, all of that kind of stuff.
Bundaberg and Hervey Bay have been named in the top five most generous cities in Australia. A report by GoFundMe says our two major Wide Bay towns are moved by a number of causes, including the Ukrainian war and local sports. There was also a reported 68% jump in fundraisers that mentioned cost of living. Bundaberg came in at number three, while Hervey Bay ranked fourth. GoFundMe Australia director Nicola Britton says close-knit communities prefer to rally together to help people they know.
Smaller towns is where you really see a shift in dynamic with close-knit communities. When you think about the close-knit nature of suburbs of Bundaberg, it just speaks to that knowing somebody and wanting to back them rather than backing a stranger.
No major Aussie cities made the top 10 list. And a Fraser Coast man has taken home $1.7 million in Saturday's Gold Lotto draw. The Hervey Bay man was one of three Division 1 winners and his winning quick pick was purchased from News Express Eli Waters. Now to what's happening in sports and over to the Bundaberg AFL Nines. It was finals night on Tuesday at the Bundaberg Brothers Bulldogs Footy Club. The Taipans took out the social division with a 44-25 win over Bald Eagles. In the competitive division, it was East Bundaberg Jewellers downing Steelers 48-37.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing. A new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.